Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Crystal Brockington, who is a specialist with the Image Center of Maryland. And Crystal's here today to talk to us about the various things that the Image Center is doing to help folks with disabilities live in their houses and apartments and through our community. So, Crystal, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Image Center of Maryland?
So the Image Center is considered part of the Aging and Disability Resource Centers of Maryland. We've been around for over 10 years, and pretty much we're staffed by people with disabilities, professionals with disability, that are able to help people who are just looking for answers, information about how to access programs, maybe information about community resources, and other services that we offer. People with disabilities typically can just give us a call or reach out to us by email or check us out online, and we typically can find the answer to a lot of things.
Great. Could you give us that contact information, please?
Sure. Our number is 410-982-6311.
Uh-huh. And the web?
And the email is info@imagemd.com. And our website is www.imagemd.org.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, and if you check our website, we offer like over 20 programs that help people. So just to be clear, we offer like skills training, we have an assistive technology program, we have independent living skills, a veteran support planning program, individual assistance advocacy. So typically, if people are having trouble like finding housing, we have a housing counseling program. We do things like pretty much to help people with disabilities navigate the broader community.
Great.
We work like a hub to connect people to the regions that they need.
Right. Right. And you folks do a great job. I know that I'm not going to portray like I'm totally ignorant here. I've been working with the Image Center for many years now. And you folks are pros.
Wonderful.
And you're sensitive. That's the thing. You're sensitive. And I guess it's because most of the staff is with a disability of one type or the other.
Yeah. 90% of our staff has a disability. So a lot of us are professionals that have kind of crossed the bridges that people are looking to find, right?
Right.
So that gives us a different like perspective and experience. You know, we can help people look out for the pitfalls that they might encounter if they didn't have like support or assistance.
Right. And I know that you offer all of your services and programs for free?
Yes, we do, actually. There's no cost to take part in any of our services or just to reach out to us. With that in mind, we are always looking for support and sponsorship from the community. You know, funding is a thing. We're a small group, and the demand for our services is high. So, you know, there are definitely things that we would like to do that would involve expanding our staff and bringing more programs and services to the community, that we're always looking to partner with different corporations, universities, various institutions on making, like, you know, access and equality and community support a reality for people.
That's great. Who should, if somebody's interested in partnering, who should they get in contact with?
They can reach out to myself, Crystal Brockington, or Imani Graham at the Image Center. Again, our number is 410-982-6311. And, or you could just email us at info@imagemd.org. We're always willing to partner. Like right now, we have a wonderful partnership with the Mid-Atlantic ADA region. We're doing focus groups on studying how, like, African Americans with disability experience discrimination in the community or how they resolve areas relating to discrimination. We're looking at how people access their rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act so that we can improve folks' knowledge and utilization and hopefully reduce the disparities in employment and community living. Like, that is a wonderful program, a great example of a partnership we have going on right now. Pretty much we're going to put together, we're going to hold the focus group, and then we're going to put the information together to kind of develop new tools and approaches to support our community.
Boy, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. If someone wants, excuse me, if someone wants to find out more information or give you input about stuff that they've run into and problems that they've had, should they, again, contact you or Imani?
Regarding the focus group for African Americans and people of color with disability, they could definitely reach out to me. Again, you can reach me at the info@imagemd.org. You also could reach Anne Deschamps. That's ADESCHAMPS at transcend.org, TRANSCEN. That is the partnership group that we're working with on those focus groups. We're holding them all around Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Boy, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I know that knowing the Image Center, you folks don't do anything just for the sake of it. You do it and then translate it into programs and activities that you lay out to the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For instance, like another program we have coming up is the Volunteer Medical Engineers Program.
Uh-huh.
They're working on our Big Bike Build. It's a Big Bike Build fundraiser that'll be held on September the 23rd. That's Saturday, September 23rd from 9:30 to 4 p.m. at Stevenson University North Campus at Owings Mills. Typically, they will build 25 custom bikes in one day. And
wow.
It is a family for children with disabilities. We're still looking for corporate sponsors and corporate teams to participate with us. It's an amazing project. Like, to just be there, like, you feel so much energy and spirit. Like, the people that are getting the equipment, the adapted bikes and things like that, it's like this is something they've never had access to that now they're going to be able to enjoy.
Boy, it
really makes a huge difference.
Who's eligible? I'm sure that a lot of folks listening would say, bike sounds good to me.
Right. Eligibility would be just about anyone with a disability that needs a bike that to be adapted. So our Volunteer Medical Engineers program customizes and builds items for people with disability that are not readily available through commercial markets. So it would have to be that you couldn't use a regular bike, that maybe you needed some special handlebars or special foot pedals or something, that some small adaptation that would make this item usable for you. Like, that is the whole purpose of the Volunteer Medical Engineers program. They don't only do bikes. Like, throughout the year, you can submit on our info@imagemd.org website. You can go there. You can click on the Volunteer Medical Engineers Program and put in something that you need. Like, we've made exercise equipment, we've made rockers, swings, specialized keyboards for people to type. Pretty much if medical engineers will look at a project, they will troubleshoot it, and if it's something they think they could tackle, they will reach out and discuss the project with a person who has submitted a request.
That's wonderful. Who are you partnering with on that project?
We have lots of partners in the Volunteer Medical Engineers program. I probably wouldn't be able to list the different corporate sponsors, but pretty much engineers. We have a lot of universities and colleges and different groups that do join in on that.
We go, in other words, a lot of
experts. You would want to go to the website for that.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about, I want you to come on closer to that event and talk to us about that, Crystal, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sure. Let's talk about the recent town hall that was held on Medicaid changes. What was the response, and what did people think?
So the recent town hall on Medicaid had to do with people who were looking to access home and community-based services. As you can imagine, there's a high demand for people that are looking for in-home care or care in assisted living and things like that. And Medicaid Home and Community-Based Services is one of the most comprehensive programs that offers support to people with disabilities in the community who maybe need help with activities of daily living, whether it's grooming, bathing, laundry, things of that sort. So the waiting list is really long. And then there are also some challenges accessing the program. Once you have applied and you're invited to access the program, a lot of people were waiting for their plan of care to be reviewed. They were waiting for information so that they could begin utilizing the services. Uh-huh. I think a lot of the folks there shared their stories on how access to those programs would mean a lot to them and how any delays in accessing those programs really can become very costly. The Department of Health was there as well, and they shared a lot of feedback on efforts that they're making to address any delays and kind of move things along so that more people are able to access this program in a convenient time frame.
That's critical because people with disabilities, whether in Maryland or any other state, have much lower incomes in general than folks without disabilities.
Right. And long-term care is expensive. It does not necessarily matter that, you're low income or whether you worked and you retired. We do find people needing this service who have had retirements and annuities and things of that sort. I mean, long-term care can easily run $25 to $30 an hour for in-home care. Or long-term care facilities sometimes are, $8,000 a month. So the whole point of this program is that we found that it is less costly overall for people to receive care in the community, right? And it's a better care model, a one-to-one care model in the community where that person is able to help them. It's more affordable, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And a lot of people, regardless of their income levels, will eventually need to have a long-term care plan of some sort. And a lot of times that will involve some type of Medicaid home and community-based service.
Right. Mm-hmm. As you said, it can your need for the service can happen at any age. But the point is the important point I would think you would agree, Crystal, is to contact the experts to find out the best way that you can access it.
Absolutely. One of the things, I am the Nursing Home Transition Program Director for the Image Center, and we do assist a lot of people who are looking for in-home aid services. I also spend time working with the Maryland Access Point Office, which is another office that helps people connect with in-home care services. So I would just say definitely reach out to your Maryland Access Point offices or reach out to the Image Center if you are looking for some type of in-home assistance. If it helps you maintain yourself in the community without having to go into an institutionalized setting, then it's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, my father-in-law had a long-term in the community care, and the folks are wonderful. Folks are wonderful. The helpers always so nice. And anyway, I can't say enough positively about his experience with that. Finally, we're just about running out of time, Crystal. Could you tell us? You mentioned before about the need that the Image Center has for donations and things. How about for volunteers and for other kinds of help?
Absolutely, because we are a small center and we are looking to, grow and expand just because of the number of requests we receive for services. So there are opportunities for volunteers in all kinds of capacities. So, and we also are always looking at having people, you know, board members or other people with disabilities that are looking to join the team, you know, even medical engineers, engineers that are interested in working with our volunteer medical engineers program. I would say that would be an amazing benefit to help so many people.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Crystal Brockington, who is a specialist with the Image Center of Maryland, for being our guest today. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.